With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list, and every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the cyber sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in New York. Sunseeker Nicole continues her adventures, and the Rockefeller tree is going to get lit up tonight. And everything you need to know about the Rockefeller tree lighting tonight, what to watch on TV, who's going to be there, what time it's on, and more. It's really the last shoe to drop for the holiday season. And quite frankly, the reason I haven't decorated the beach bunker, I'm waiting. I don't want to steal any thunder from the Rockefeller tree. Let them have their moment in the sun. And then come back by the end of the week. I'll have the beach bunker all decked out. It'll be pretty amazing. Coming up on the show today, we have been first to tell you about epic fails like Red Lobster. Yet, Red Lobster has come back from bankruptcy. And they are on the mend. But it is not very often that we get to share a story with you about a restaurant so beloved that people still talk about it. It hasn't been in business for decades. And lo and behold, there is news this morning. This is really, really big foodie news. The restaurant chain is not only being revitalized, but they're going to open multiple locations. And we could see some locations in Canada. I'm going to mention the restaurant name. People are going to go bananas. It's going to be hooray. It's almost as popular as Red Lobster. It's exciting news. And I can't wait to share it with you. Also, still with food, Pizza Hut looking at doing some redesign to their stores. And it's not only futuristic, but it's a little bit puzzling. We'll share those details with you coming up as well. Also, as we continue our economic struggles, the latest is your local dollar store. Earnings have been announced, and dollar stores are down. Dollar stores are going to, and you say to yourself, wait a second, how is that even possible? With the economy doing so terrible, you would think that dollar stores would be making off with huge truckloads of cash. It's not the case. We'll explain why. And forget a pay raise. With all these strikes and all this labor negotiations, a new survey released this morning that says most workers just want this, and it's not money. Sunrise Credit Union in Boisevain had their parade of lights. They were part of the parade of lights, and they were handing out hot chocolate and candy in front of the Sunrise branch. So many Christmas parades. And Sunrise Credit Union were in Verdun, part of the Verdun Santa Parade. And, of course, Sunrise Credit Union also sponsoring the Brandon Santa Claus Parade. Absolutely awesome. Completely involved. They were also part of the United Way Brandon and District Christmas Tree Auction, which just wrapped up last week, raising thousands and thousands of dollars for our community. Sunrise Credit Union, sponsors of Christmas. Yes, sunrisecu.mb.ca with 19 area locations to serve you. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. Yesterday was Taste It Tuesday, and we had the Smokehouse Mennonite Sausage, and I am embarrassed. It took a tremendous amount of willpower, probably a new record of willpower, because we do our Taste It Tuesday, and I wanted to finish that entire ring of sausage by myself. It took everything in me to save a piece so that Tracy and Liberty could also at least try it. And I showed it to you yesterday. It's huge. It was so good. And I think it goes down as the best sausage I think I've ever had. Now, I didn't barbecue it. It was in the air fryer. So Cindy said, try it on the barbecue even better. I think it's going to blow my mind. Anyway, we do Taste It Tuesdays with Co-ops of Westman. They've got Co-op Gold products, and it was the Co-op Smokehouse Mennonite Sausage yesterday. Worth a try at your co-op. Does supplies last? It's going to be a popular item. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Nipaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And a special good morning to our friends working at the co-op gas bars, because in this wind, that is not a super fun job today. Let's just call it what it is. It can't be a fun job being out there pumping gas, but they do it. They're friendly. They're awesome. Co-op gas bar crew, we love you. Thank you so much for everything you do. You guys are awesome. You guys and gals. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, where your New Year's Eve plans are pretty much made. If you're looking for something really cool and unique to do for New Year's Eve, can you believe we're talking about New Year's Eve already? Oh, my God. Skydancer Casino is just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Take your passport. Get going. Tuesday, December 31st. It's a New Year's party. The countdown to 2025 at Skydancer. They've got all kinds of cash awards on the casino floor, of course, party favors and food, and it's going to be pandemonium on Tuesday, December 31st, welcoming in 2025. Of course, that's not all. They've got the Turtle Island Adventure Water Park, the beautiful hotel, and more at SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where the sky's the limit at the Skydancer Casino. Left the show yesterday with breaking news that it had come to light that in the meeting between Justin Timberlake Trudeau, and Donald Trump at their gala dinner of steak and lobster at Mar-a-Lago, that Donald had said, you know what, if Canada's going to have so many problems with these tariffs, why don't they just simply become the 51st state? Well, that hit the fan at 8:30 yesterday morning, and Canadian news outlets went crazy. The internet exploded. And I guess Donald Trump heard about that, and by mid-afternoon, he posted this on social media. And that sent people into an even bigger tizzy. Oh, Canada. And then that's an AI-generated picture of a guy that I guess looks like him. And at least the flag is hanging, right? It's a beautiful shot, but I don't think that's Canada. I don't think there's any mountain in the country that looks like that. This is completely AI generated, and I thought it was funny. It was almost like he was poking Justin a little bit. I don't know. That's just how I read it. Not everybody read it that way. Some people went into a meltdown. Some people panicked. Other people got very, very angry. Very angry. I received all kinds of messages from people who were like, oh, I'm not even going to repeat some of the stuff people were saying. Very, very angry. And so immediately the federal government issued a statement that said that, listen, this was all done in jest. It's all humor. And actually, this is a good sign, because this just shows how the prime minister and the future U.S. Incoming U.S. president get along so well that they can throw jabs at each other and be comical, because, they're a couple of comical guys. We're a couple of wild and crazy guys. So we're almost at 60 seconds. Bluesy Blue, Cindy. I had a pinched nerve. Oh, there's some more medical advice. Blessed Mama said that when she saw this yesterday, she shit herself. Quentin says, people need to settle down. It's hilarious. Amanda also loved it and thought it was hilarious. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize, but I do not like Justin Trudeau at all. And so if Elmo, the magic puppet Elmo, you know, the he's red, if Elmo makes Justin Trudeau nervous, upset, uncomfortable, then I love Elmo. Because Elmo is making life difficult for somebody I don't particularly care for. So again, these are strange times because it's kind of like, is Trump trolling Trudeau? This is very interesting. Quentin says he wants to get it put on a hoodie. Wants to get some shirts made. Yeah, people were angry. There were a lot of people very, very upset. Not funny. Trump should never be associated with Canada. Except for the fact he has Trump hotels and properties in the country already and has for decades. And employs Canadians and has Canadian businesses. Someone else says, yeah, it'll just be Alberta. It'll just be Alberta. They'll be the first to go. Now, Trump also joked that Trudeau would be allowed to be the governor if that was something to happen. We'll let you
sit at the kiddies table. You can sit at the kiddies card table with the other governors. It'll be fantastic. It'll be amazing.
This is going to be the greatest reality show we've ever seen. 4 years coming up, starting in January. And as long as there's no wars and things generally are on the upswing, take a look around. It can't get much worse. Really, the things are, times are tough. We need some comic relief. And if these two guys want to play comedian, why not? Why not? Blessed Mom says, Trudeau is brutal. Trump would be disastrous. It's both a lose-lose. It's crazy times. It's crazy times. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just, I don't know, why don't we just give it back to the people? Why don't we just say, okay, we can't do anything. Here's the keys to the car. Oh, wait a second. That's how this is supposed to work. That's how democracy is supposed to work, isn't it? Okay, you guys are in charge again. Wait a second. I thought we always were in charge. Aren't we always in charge? I think that's part of the problem, is that it has felt like the last number of years in this country anyway, that it's felt like Justin's like, you know what you need? You know what you need? You need a good click sandwich that was just dropped on the ground. You know, no. Listen, hear me out. Click is good. A little bit of gravel is good for you, too. We've determined that the smell of dirt is good. You'll love it. It's good. It's good. This is what you need. This is, no, but I don't have it. I'm also allergic to bread. I don't like, no. Listen. How about listen, Linda? Listen. Bluesy Blue says, we already have one fool running the country. Can you imagine two of them? They're all fools. They're all fools. I feel like the clown car song should be playing. Honk, honk, honk. Who's the next clown coming in? And if you want some pancakes on Friday and you want to have some pancakes for a great cause, don't forget that the pancake breakfast for the Brandon Area Health Foundation is happening at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, this coming Friday. It's an awesome opportunity for you to get together with some friends, have a little bit of holiday socialization, enjoy some beautiful pancakes created and prepared by the Crocus Plains Culinary Arts students, who always do a tremendous job. And of course, they've got the strawberries and the whipped cream and all the great stuff that goes on the pancakes. So that is happening at Murray's this coming Friday. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And yes, you can get your oil changed while that breakfast is going on Friday morning. So do check that out over at Murray's on Friday. Our friends at Headley's Health Hut, if you're looking for vitamins, if you're looking for gluten-free snacks, sugar-free snacks, you know what? They have for the month of December some very special things going on, including some specialty gifts, some specialty gift baskets that they've put together, some of their more popular items. So if you've got a hard-to-buy-for person or somebody who's really into health, into wellness, into natural products, they've got gift baskets in stress relief, beauty, gluten-free, sugar-free. So go in and ask about the beautiful gift baskets at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location. And coming up, the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway featuring local vendor prizes, which will start mid-month. We'll tell you more about that as it comes up, along with their donations to Samaritan House. And, of course, Win Back Wednesday, the next one, is coming up December the 11th. That's where you win your purchase back. You could win your purchase back up to $500 at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, Headley's Health Hut. And our friends at Tim Hortons, you've always got time for Tim's. They are your Bailey's headquarters. Nothing goes better on a nice, cold, windy morning than a hot cup of Joe infused with Bailey's. Yes, and you can still drive. No booze in it. The Boston Cream Bailey's. The Boston Cream Donut has Bailey's in it. How delicious is that? And of course, they've got the best deal on breakfast. $3 breakfast sandwiches with the purchase of any hot or cold beverage at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. And again, thank you on this National Cookie Day for helping to raise over $10 million for various causes across the country with the Smile Cookie Campaign. It's a lot of cookies. There's always a lot of cookies sold in southwestern Manitoba, and there are a lot of local groups that benefit from your participation in this. So thank you for eating the cookies, and thank you for doing good in your communities. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing what that Smile Zone looks like this coming June at the Brandon Clinic. They're going to be doing the Smile Zone, and there'll be one more Smile Cookie Day to kind of push that whole project across the finish line. So make sure you are with us for that. After two decades of being gone, this restaurant is coming back. And it's because a family member of one of the original founders has said, I'm going to pick up the torch and I will bring this restaurant back. And the people are rejoicing. Now, these are older people, people who remember the first time this restaurant was around and we enjoyed it. Woolworth, Kelsey's, Uncle Willie's, Bonanza. No, not Bonanza. What is the restaurant? Oh, you're going to love this. Because before Red Lobster, before the days of Red Lobster, people would go to Winnipeg, and right next to the Winnipeg Arena, they would have to make their stop, just as they make their ceremonial stop at Red Lobster now. And that restaurant that is coming back is Chi-Chi's.
Yeah!
It's just life has never been the same. Has it been 20 years? That is the original Chi-Chi's menu right there. Chi-Chi's is coming back. Not a, oh, let's open a Chi-Chi's and see if it goes. No, no, no. They're coming back full bore. As the recovery takes off in 2025, as Red Lobster comes back out of bankruptcy to fight its way back to the table of love, Chi-Chi says, I want in too. Move over, everybody. Chi-Chi's is coming back to town. And the people rejoiced. Yes, look at in chat. People are excited. And let me tell you, in Canada, it's very tough to get a Mexican restaurant to go. You go to Minot, they've got 12. Like, they're the same size city. They're in North Dakota, they got 12. They're all making money. In Brandon, we have maybe two, if we're lucky. And it's taken us a long time to get to two. Michael McDermott, son of the Chi-Chi's founder, the son, has been granted use of the Chi-Chi's name and physical restaurants as they grow in 2025. Now, founded by Marno McDermott and former Green Bay Packers player Max McGee in 1975, the Chi-Chi's restaurant chain grew rapidly in the 70s and the 80s. They got up to 200 locations, including one in Winnipeg at Polo Park. However, a series of ownership changes led to the chain's final closure of its final store in 2004. Now, McDermott stayed in the restaurant industry. He worked with Kona Grill, Rojo Mexican Grill,
and others, and he says it is time to relaunch the brand. They have left Chi Chi's Restaurants LLC in the dust, and the new company is called Chi Chi's Restaurants. There has not been a Chi Chi's restaurant in North America in over 20 years. McDermott believes the brand holds a special place in the hearts of those who remember its heyday and remember the popularity among consumers nationwide who enjoyed the salsas, the tortillas on your table as you came in, the seasonings, and of course the drinks. So look for multiple location openings of Chi Chi's in 2025, and yes, that could include Canada. It is the deep fried ice cream was super popular, and the nachos. They bring the nachos, the tortilla chips. They bring them in a little basket, and they'd have the salsa, and they'd have a pitcher of salsa. They dump it in the little bowl for you. You could have as much as you want before your supper even arrived, and people absolutely love that. And of course, because you totally filled up before you were going to eat. And that way you left the restaurant, you were stuffed because you kind of spoiled it ahead of time with all those chips they put in the basket. Tonight is the night. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'll be on the couch under my blankies, just getting rid of what's left of this cold. And we are going to watch ourselves this thing get all lit up. Nicole's going to be there. So jealous. This is the 93rd year they're going to be doing this. Oh, look at the people. Look, and there's the tree. The tree's been there for quite a while. Why does this seem late to me? I always think that the Rockefeller tree is kind of like, God, is it Christmas already? I've just lost complete track of time. The beach bunker should be decorated by now, and it's not. Now the Rockefeller tree is going to be. Oh, there's the whoa. There's, we got, what do we got going on here? Oh, let's see how high we can lift our legs. All right, these are the Rockettes. My goodness, I indeed will be watching the show tonight. Oh, Kelly Clarkson will be singing. And the Rockefeller Tree National Program starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on NBC. So some traditional TV will be in my future tonight to watch the lighting of this ginormous oversized spruce tree. Jennifer Hudson will be there. Oh, that's cool. And of course, the crowds. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. The lighting of the tree. The Black Friday sale is extended. Your chance to save big on furniture, appliances, and electronics. And again, I do encourage you to check out the flyer at leons.ca. It is two clicks away. You click leons.ca, then you click on Brandon, and boom, there comes the flyer. 50% off reclining sofas. Save big time. A 98-inch TV. Good God. The 98-inch 4K Titan Smart TV for $29.99. That thing's a size. I don't think I have a room that 98 inches. That's, Matt, that's monstrous. Damn, that's a big TV. Oh, the sales are big, too, always at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. Eplaw Office, if you need legal assistance with regards to real estate, corporate law, or you're looking at planning a will or an estate, you've got some questions about planning, you got some questions regarding costs, you've got some things in the works that you need to have a lawyer take a look at. Please remember our friends at Eplaw Office, okay? Eplaw Office, you drive by them when you're on 18th Street. You're going past the RBC. If you're headed north, RBC's on the right. Andrea's on the left. If you're headed south, she's on the right. RBC is on the left. The biggest RBC in town. You'll see the big blue sign of Eplaw Office. They're going to give you some sound legal advice and make it easy to understand and guide you through the process every step of the way. At 642 18th Street, Unit A on 18th. And, of course, Kuiper's Family Bakeries, we mentioned earlier today. Go get some monster cookies because today is cookie day. Pick up a sleeve or two. You're going to taste them again for the first time and say, you know, this is why people go nuts for these things. These monster cookies. What the heck is in them? And I think it's the peanut butter that makes them pretty awesome. I think the peanut butter is what makes the monster cookie irresistible. Oh, well, and, of course, there's chocolate in there, too. What are these? Smarties? Would you venture to say they're Smarties? They will not share the recipe. It's a guarded secret. Look at the picture there. Up close, you can smell it. It's soft. It's chewy. It's delicious. It's cookie day. It's cookie day. If you had one cookie flavor left for the rest of your days, what would it be? For many, it would be the monster cookies. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Go get a sleeve. They're over on First Street, just up from the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Beautiful, newly renovated store. Oh, happy cookie day. Dollar stores are the next thing people are going to be talking about closing. This baffles my mind. I thought we were in a downturn economy. I thought dollar stores were doing gangbuster business. But you know what? I'll tell you something. Have you been in a dollar store recently? Not as slammed as I would have thought. And I can't even remember what I was in there for. But I was close to one, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to pop into the dollar store. And shelves were very neatly stocked. It was a very clean store, but there was no shortages of anything. It looked very well stocked, and the crowds were not there. It was not very busy at all. I was rather surprised. Maybe it's just the dollar store I was in. I've heard stories of people in long lineups at the dollar store, but Dollar General and Dollar Tree had their earnings report this week, and they've cut their sales outlook. This is something that also happened with Target. Target said to their shareholders, brace for impact. We're down like 20%, which is huge. And that means they're going to have to get into some cost cutting at Target. And now dollar stores are seeing the same thing. Low-income households who tend to shop at deep discounters have been hit hardest by inflation. And, you know, when you've got people who have been hit hard by the economy, they'll drop a rung. So people who think of it like a ladder. So on a ladder, you've got, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue, like, ooh, Saks dollar bills, top. They're at the top. So when the economy gets tough, somebody at Saks Fifth Avenue says, okay, fine, I'll go to Macy's. And the people who shopped at Macy's when times get tough, they're supporting Macy's 12 months of the year. And then times get tough, they go, oh, fine, I'll go to JCPenney, or I'll go to Simpson Sears, it used to be. And then the JCPenney Simpson Sears variety, the kind of mid-level shopper, when times are tough, they're like, okay, we're going to go to Wally World. And the Wally World people move down to the dollar store. And when people who were normally shopping at the Wally World and the dollar stores, the bad economy hits, those people are who we're seeing at the food bank. That's not good. And so now the alarms are sounding for the dollar stores, because dollar stores in recent years had moved a huge amount of inventory to food items. And when times were normal and people were trying to save some money, the dollar stores were an excellent option. But some people just simply can't, you know, times are tough when you can't afford the dollar store. And that's why we're seeing on a daily basis numbers come in with record use at the food bank. There is some serious concern about what we're going to see for food bank usage this holiday season. Dollar General and Dollar Tree sales. Dollar General is not a dollar store. It's a ripoff, says Molly. They started out as a dollar store, hey? And then they moved. They kind of wanted to be like a Walmart or something like that. Well, they all did, because it was hard for them to buy anything that was a dollar. So they started selling stuff for more than a dollar. I used to like when you could get things just for a dollar. And then they go on to say that to other dollar stores, I think there's one in the States called Family Dollar you may have come across. They're struggling as well. Shoppers are stretched. And dollar stores will come back, and our Red Lobsters will come back. I mean, we got Chi-Chi's coming back. Chi-Chi sees what I'm cooking. They smell what I'm cooking. They smell the nachos. because they're coming back in 2025. I think it's going to be good. This kind of says it all, doesn't it? Amidst all this, the strikes and all the labor relations issues and all the people wanting money and raises and everything, you know what we've gotten away from? We've all gotten away from a simple thank you. And as ridiculous as this sounds in a downturn economy, people are working their butts off. People are trying to survive. And to have a boss come by, ask about your well-being, ask about your family, see how you're doing, and thank you for a job well done is what most workers are looking for heading into 2025. Maybe some of those had already gotten a big raise, but I don't know. I'm just kidding. But we're not talking about company recognition because 13% said that they aren't influenced by receiving a big company award. That's not it at all. The most effective way to build positive relationships with colleagues, it's the easiest and most cost-effective way to keep... I mean, it's as old as time. Simply saying thank you. There's a lot of data in this survey that just came out, but... For the holidays, 2 in 3 said they'd likely attend their holiday party this year. Many would either come for the free food or if their workplace friends came. Along with holiday cheer, the survey commissioned by Motivosity and conducted by Talker Research also found 72% of respondents say being connected to their company's culture is important to them. It's the coworkers that make the difference, followed by good managers, and we've all had them. Think about the good managers you've had in your life. Think about the good boss you had. Why was he or she a good boss? Because they gave a shit. They cared about you. You're not a worker. You're a person. You're a human being. And your time is valuable. It's good to appreciate people. That's why I try to say thank you to you, Sunseekers, for giving me your time, even if it's 5 minutes, even Porky Jr. Blessed Mama says, made you feel valued and cared for. That's what a good boss does. That's about it. Now, money obviously plays a factor in that, but I think we're just getting so busy. People are getting carried away. Sometimes we're forgetting that. And once again, I will say thank you to you. And thank you to our sponsors like Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. The Elkhorn Resort, we're going to be doing a live stream show next Friday from the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa as we round out season 4. The season finale is on Friday the 20th. Friday the 13th, we're going to be at the Elkhorn getting ready for the month of Christmas celebrations happening at Riding Mountain National Park. It's going to be a fun show. Lots going on. It's going to be a week from Friday, live on location at the Elkhorn Resort. It's going to be great. Our last live stream on location for 2024 as we get set for season 5 on January 2nd, 2025. In the meantime, please check out elkhornresort.mb.ca and their events calendar from Santa's arrival to Christmas parties happening through the holiday season. So if you're planning on a resort stay, they've got activities for the kids going on the whole holiday. And of course, there's live performances in the Buffalo Bar and more. That's all happening at the Elkhorn Resort at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. Auto Fashion, you still have time to enter to win tickets to see the Brandon Wheat Kings anytime you want in the month of December. These are flex passes for the month of December. Have you seen this? My favorite seat with our friends at Auto Fashion. Take a picture of your favorite seat. Maybe it's a recliner in your house. Maybe it's your front porch. Maybe it's your office chair. Jeff said, this is mine. Sent this in. This is office chair. He says, I love this chair. It's so comfy. I think he farts in this chair. I think it's the fart chair. I'm kidding, Jeff. Thank you for sharing. You're entered to win. Be sure you enter to win my favorite seat. Friends at Auto Fashion. Oh, Alicia sent in her couch. Look at this. A beautiful couch. Enter to win. That's it. Draw's coming up on Friday, okay? What are the lines of work we need to keep our kids away from? A divorce lawyer has come forward and said these are the professions that you might want to steer clear of if you have someone in your life dating somebody doing this for a living. I'm concerned. One of them, would you believe, is a doctor? Yes, it is true. Here it is.
And from me, a divorce lawyer. Statistics show that men who are plumbers, electricians, pilots, and doctors, they're more likely to be unfaithful. And it makes sense when you think about it. Easy access to women, or perhaps men. Irregular hours, a ton of freedom, and disposable income. It's a perfect storm. If you're married to one of these guys, keep your eyes wide open. And maybe take an occasional look at that credit card bill. And guys, if this is you, make a commitment now to honor your vows.
Yeah.
Please don't just become another divorce statistic on my watch.
Well, it's good for business, though. Bartenders are also in the list. Massage therapists. Ooh, massage therapists. I need to go for a massage. This is interesting. Casino workers. Really? Nurses and home health care aides, long hours, emotional strain, and low pay result in a high rate of cheating. Entertainers and performers and waiter and waitress staff. Oh, my gosh. Be careful out there. Watch out for those bartenders. It's hospitality. Whenever, I think he's right, though. I think that lawyer's right. Whenever you have access to people, you're touching them, even that brief interaction. Did you just brush my hand there as you served my cocktail? Yes, I did. I'm also an electrician. I need my extension cord examined. Oh, really? I'll be right there. Also, I see that your plumbing is in need of some repair. I also do plumbing as well. Yeah, imagine you're like an electrical plumber, bartender on the side. You just don't date that guy. You're prone for divorce. You're headed for trouble. Complete nonsense. But that happens sometimes. Thanks, guys. Again, thank you. Thank you for your time. It is so valuable. Your time is incredibly valuable, and I do appreciate it. It means so much to me that we have some time to have some fun conversation together, some beach time, and talk about stuff going on in the world. Thanks for having coffee with me today. Thanks for hanging out in the beach bunker. I'm going to get working on these decorations, and I'm going to get working on decorating the beach bunker beach house that's been built. I'm so behind. Help! Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. Have a great day, you guys. Be careful on those highways, okay? It's going to get windy. Be careful, and we will see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Have an awesome day, guys. Take care.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.